Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the wars in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Dav Chavov in the Oiz Vodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting at Loch Adalid in the bottom Dav Chofei Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. The Mishnah is referring to how three women can bake together in the same oven and not get the chametz. So Gamliel says the three women will prepare their dough together, will kneel the dough together, and then they use the same oven, and each one will bake it one after another. And although the second and third woman will have to wait for the first woman to finish baking, that waiting is not a problem of chametz. According to Gamliel, it's okay to have that small wait. Three women are dealing with their dough. Achas losho, one is kneeling. Achas oireches, one makes the shape of the bread. V'achas oifo, and one puts it into the oven. As we'll see in the Gemara, the waiting time, according to Chachamim, is shorter than according to Rav Gamliel. Rav Akiva Omer, lo kol anoshim, v'lo kol ha'etzim, v'lo kol ha'tonim shovim. Rav Akiva is saying there's no set rule. Not every woman is different. Some women are faster than others. Not all wood are the same. Some wood burn better than others. And not all ovens are the same. Depends on the heat of the oven. So you always have to be careful not to get the chametz. And sometimes, waiting even a short amount of time, the Chacham says aloud, according to Rabbi Kivu, you cannot wait. So that cloud is the rule, tipach, tiltush betzoinin. If the dough grows, if it inflates, she puts it into water to cool it off. The Gemara goes to explain to Gamliel, Tani, harishoino, kidei shio, kidei aseiko. How long is the first woman waiting? Kidei aseiko, what's aseiko? Every time you start the oven, so that takes some time for the oven to heat up. So the first one is mesik the oven, she heats up the oven, and while she's waiting to heat up the oven, she's waiting with her dough. That's the amount of time she's waiting. Kidei aseiko, kidei shio, kidei aseiko, kidei shnei aseikim, v'afiyo achas. The second woman is waiting for the first one. So first of all, she waits for the first one to heat up the oven and then bake her bread. Then she has to heat the oven. The way the Gemara understands, every woman, after finishing doing her bread, she closes the oven. The next one has to go and heat it again. So the second woman is waiting what? The hesek, the heating of the oven of the first one and the baking of the first one. And then the next heating of the oven for herself. Vashlishis, the third woman, she needs to wait for the hesek and afiyah of the first, the hesek of afiyah in the second, and her own hesek. She has to also heat the oven. So that's the amount of time she's waiting in order to get to bring her bread into the oven. Im also skikarishun, if this third one wants to bake two breads. So she's doing one bread, now she's about to go to the second bread. So the second bread she's going to be doing is waiting for three times heating the oven and three times baking. The heating of the oven of the first and the baking of the first. Heating oven of the second and the baking of the second. Heating oven of her own self and her baking of the first bread. And now you come to the third bread. So the more here is just expanding based on what we learned. We understand that each woman can do more than one bread. The second bread of the third woman will have three esekim and three afiyos. Now the Gemara goes to explain Rabbanu. It says, Tani, what brings a braiso? Gamruzu lishososo, v'gamruzu ketufo, v'gamruzu eseiko. Meaning they're going in stages. According to Rabbanu, we're trying to shorten the time of waiting. So how do we do that? They don't start together. Each one starts one stage after the other. So the first woman kneels the chalo, then the second one starts kneeling while she is doing the shaping of her bread. And then the third one starts while the second one is doing her shape. So when the third one finishes the lisho, which is the kneeling, then the second one gomro the kitufo, which is the shaping, and the first one finishes the hesek, which is the heating of the oven. So now the Gemara says the Kotei Rabbanan how much each one awaits. Harishayna shoy kedei haseiko, that's exactly like Rav Gamliel, she waits for the time to heat up the oven. That's the only time she waits. Hashniyo kedei haseiko ve'afiyas chaverto. The second one is now waiting for the time of the heating of the oven of the first, because that's when she's shaping her bread. So she's only waiting for her own esek, for her own heating of the oven, and for the afiyah, for the baking of the first. So the second one is already shorting the time. She's now waiting a hesek afia is hesek according to Rabbanon, but only afia and hesek. Ve'ashlishi is the third woman. Kedei shnei hesekim afia achas. So based on the sequence of these events, when the third one is baking, so the second one is waiting for her, and the third one is shaping her chal. She finished shaping the chal on the third one. The second one now is heating up the oven. So now the third one is waiting for the heating up the oven of the second. Then she waits for the baking of the second. And then she has to wait for her own heating of the oven. So that's two times heating the oven, one baking. Vimosas kikar rishon, if she already did one kikar, now she wants to do a second one. So the second bread will have to wait for two asekim and two afirs. Because you add to what was before also the baking of her first bread. So the second bread of the third woman will be waiting two asekim and two afirs. And that is less than Gamliel, who said three asekim and three afirs. The Gemara now quotes again the Mishnah. Gamliel loymer shalosh nashim loshos kachas. They kneel the dough together. One after each other. They're all busy with the dough. Each one is a different stage of preparing the dough. Meaning, the reason why we mention a mission three women and not more, because we don't want to have the fourth one waiting too much. So that's what we said. The three women will be starting the process, and then the fourth woman, she could start the process after the three women already began their process. So according to Gamliel, once they do the lisho, the kneeling of the dough, now comes the fourth woman, starts the kneeling. How long will she wait? Comes it to be the exact same amount of time that the third woman waits with her second bread. According to Gamliel, the third woman waits with the second bread, three asekim and three afirs, three warming of the oven and three baking. Also, the fourth woman comes right after, she's also weighing three asekis and three afirs. And Reb Chaim goes here with the cheshbon exactly. But the point is that the fourth one is coming after the third one does her second bread, and she starts one stage after her. So mainly she's waiting the exact same time because she's starting one stage after, but she's also waiting for the afia of the last bread. So that's why she's exactly the same amount of time as the third one waits for a second bread. And similarly, we go according to Rabbanan. She's starting one stage after the third one, and she has to wait also for that last afia of the third one, the afia of the second bread of the third one, so she's waiting the same amount of time that the third one waited for her second bread. So the point of the Gemara is, we don't allow a fourth woman to start until the next stage, so the max amount of time of waiting will be like the third one is waiting for her second bread. Says the Gemara, now we're talking about the amount of flour that you can use in order to do the dough and not to be choshi to chometz. So the Gemara is Tani, one price that says, Tani b'chitim shloisha kovim v'sorim arba kavim. For wheat, three kav. Barley, four kav. He's Tani, Tani the opposite. B'chitim arba as kavim v'sorim shloisha kavim. So the Gemara Mandom Bechidim Shloshes Kavim Bisheshlem Shamnunis. Talk about when they have some moist or fat in them, and therefore they become chametz faster. Besorim Arba Kavim Bishem Bem Shamnunis. And the Sorim talk about their drier barley, so it's four kavim. Mandom Bechid Arba As Kavim Dinun Chatyon. Talk about wheat that is very thin. Besorim Shloshes Kavim Dinun Ritishin. That they are thick. In other words, depends on the case. Sometimes the wheat will be three kavim, sometimes will be four, and similarly by the barley. Halacha yizuk the mishto seyor yisorif v'oich lepoter. This we saw before. Seyor means that it's not fully chametz. You still have to burn it, but someone eats it is not chayav karas. Siduk, that's already a sign that something is fully chametz, yisorif v'oich lechayav karas. They have to burn it. Someone eats it is chayav karas. Ezu seor, what is seor? What is the not fully chometz dough? In other words, how do I know what it is? Says the Mishnah, ke karnei chagovim. It has the sign of the karnaim of chagovim. Karnaim of chagovim means the antenna of the locust. So if he has like two small cracks in it, that tells me that it's not fully chometz. Siduk, but if you have siduk, what is siduk? Shnisarvus dokv zebezet divir abudo. Krit abudo means that the cracks are in each other. There are many, many cracks together. Then you know it is chometz. V'chomim zebezet oichu chayv karetz. Chachomim say this, both cases, the karni chagovim and the siduk that Rabbi mentioned, is fully chometz. Ezu seor, kol shichsifu ponav kaodim shonu sarayisov. It became very white, like someone is very pale, like his hairs are standing because he's scared. That's a sign that something is beginning to be chametz, but it's not chametz yet. Similar, Avuna b'shemra mutar la'achilu le'kalboy. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yudo, what Chachamim consider to be seru, which is the white face, according to Rabbi Yudo, you don't even have to burn it, you can give it to the dog. Tani bar kapra in lecha sedek milamalon shetach tov kamazdokim, explains Rabbanan. Why Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yudo? Because they say, even if it's only two cracks on top that look like the antenna of the locust, but that means there's many cracks in the bottom, and therefore it's chametz. When the Chavav on the base, Allah Chavav zok the Mishto. Arba'asar shechal yos b'Shabbos, when the 14th of Nisan falls on Shabbos, mivarim esakol mifnei Shabbos divrei Amir. Amir says you have to burn chulin and shumo before Shabbos. V'chaim oimim b'zman, chaim say no, you wait for Shabbos, because maybe you'll be able to eat it. And you get rid of it on Shabbos by crumbling it and throwing it out. Chumo, that there's not many people to eat it, that you get rid of it before Shabbos, you bring it before Shabbos. Chulin, you wait for Shabbos. So the more asked there, Rameir Kablazer, Verubo min der Ablazer. Rameir is going in the sheet of Ablazer, but he's even more than Ablazer. Why? Referring to what we said before, that how do you prepare challah on Pesach? Ablazer says you put the dough in the oven and you let it get burnt. Why? Because if not, if you let the challah stay out, it will become chametz, and it's over by your bali matzah. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar said to let it stay in the oven and burn. Rameh is also very choshish to buy your bali matzah. So therefore, he says, make sure to get the chametz out before Shabbos comes. But Rameh is more than Rabbi Elazar. Why? According to Rabbi Elazar, when for sure you'll have bali your bali matzah, if you leave the dough out, as we're talking about on Pesach, it will be yakod to buy your bali matzah. It's only a suffix, it's only a maybe. Because maybe people will come and eat it. Right? On Shabbos, you can still eat the chametz. So maybe people will eat it. You're not sure you'll get to buy your bali matzah. Just because of the maybe, Rameir says to get rid of it before. Hasta the Rabbanan ki Rabbi Shua, Verubim Rabbi Shua. On the other hand, Rabbanan are going like Rabbi Shua's Shito, and even more than Rabbi Shua. The Rabbi Shua, Oymen, Tzorfim, Zekotchi, Biyomtev. Rabbi Shua is not choshish to buy your bali matzah of chalo. And he other Rabbi says, don't burn it because you're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif. Rabbanan says, don't burn the truma even before Shabbos. Why? Hi, what about Bali Rabbi Motzah? They're not choshed by your Bali Motzah like Yeshua. But and even more so, they're not allowed to burn it even though he's not over in Easter of Srivas kachim on yantif. So the more Tanning more brings a price regarding this concept. Omar Abudo lo nechlaku bichar b'sil al truma toiro shosu sorfo. Truma toiro, you're not allowed to burn before it's time. You should burn it. When you have a suffix. When I have a suffix tumo, so we shall say burn it, and we seal say don't burn it. What's that? You said that truma toyo should not burn, but maybe there's nobody here to eat it. But he's saying, even though you don't have anybody to give it to eat right now, maybe there's a kohen who's going to come on Shabbos. He was there within the tchum, within 2,000 amo of the tchum, and on Shabbos he came, and you'll be able to give him the tchumo. So don't burn the tchum before Shabbos comes, because maybe someone's going to eat it. After also when you have a suffix, tchumo, don't burn it. Maybe Leo Novi is coming. And Leon Novi is going to come. He's right now in Har Carmel. That's the place of Leon Novi. And he's coming on Shabbos. And he's going to tell us it's Tar. Because one of the things Leon Novi does is push it all the Sfeikas. So you can have something which you're not sure if it's Tar or Tome. Don't burn it. Wait for Shabbos. Maybe Leon Novi is coming. He will tell us it's Tar and you'll be able to eat it. Says Besilel, we're not going to do that because Leon Novi is not coming out on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So right now it's Shabbos, Erev Pesach. And you tell me, let's wait to see if Leon Novi is going to come. He's not going to come. So therefore, Basil say, burn the truma before Shabbos comes, if it's Tluyo. The one concludes now, the Mishnah says that Kodim Blazim Ratzadik, the truma you burn and the chulin you don't. Says, the Gemara, Blazim Ratzadik holds like Gamliel. Kamordim Gamliel Omar, Mas Shani ben chulin le truma. Gamliel also differentiates between truma and chulin truma. The chulin you don't eat in the fifth hour, and truma you do. Can our Blazim Ratzadik Omar, Mas Shani ben chulin truma? You also differentiate between chulin and truma. The same we said, Halachas like Gamliel there, that he's Mechalek, the Truma you can eat a little later, and Chulin not, because he's in the middle between the two Shitas. The one says you can eat in the fifth hour, one says you can't, and he differentiates between Truma and Chulin. So here in our Mishnah, Halachas like a Blazer Bat Tzadik. because he's the middle shita. One mandomer says you have to get rid of chulin and shum before Shabbos. The other mandomer says you have to get rid of both on Shabbos, and he's the middle shita, shum before Shabbos, chulin on Shabbos. So we go with the middle shita. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Chavov.